Illegal migrants are breaking into our country at an alarming number under the Biden regime. But what's even more alarming and somehow flying under the radar is the number of Chinese nationals illegally entering and being released into our country. As we discussed on Monday, combat correspondent Michael Yan is in Panama following these migrants' journeys to the United States. As he told you, one Chinese national threatened Japanese journalist Masako Ganaha for asking all the right questions. Here's how part of that interaction went.
Where are you from?
China.
What happened?
What happened?
Where are you?
I mean, who are you?
Who are you?
I don't know.
We just told you we're from America.
But you're not the USCIS, right? No, we're not police.
We're not anything.
But this lady, he seems so kind. But he walked to me and shoot video of me. I'm a good man.
Hey,
but
brother, can we say something here? What? You just popped out of the jungle and crossed into the country illegally.
Yes.
And then you're wondering why we're filming you.
This is not filming, right?
No, for real. You're good, man.
No.
Why did you? I don't like you.
For real. And you got a little like a fluffy stuff.
This is my camera. No, you're good, man.
Why did you decide to leave China?
I'm mentally American.
How did you learn English? You're very good.
Yeah.
I told you I'm a mentally American.
You studied.
Every day. When I was in high school, I don't learn all these subjects. So when I have lessons of other subjects, I have a, it's called Oxford, big one, Oxford Dictionary.
Oh.
Yeah. And you learned.
Yes. Sorry.
Dude, I'm pretty sure you're a spy. You're coming across as a spy.
Yes,
to me, man.
I am a spy. Yeah, I'm a spy. I'm going to be the president of the U.S. in the future.
We need one.
Make it a China.
You see
China
who our
Empire.
President is now. We don't even have one now.
Bro, I don't like it. Just turning away. I know what it is. Because you're Americans, now I like to talk to you.
What is your deal, man?
What is my deal? Turn it off before I can trust you, Iraq.
Whoa.
I know you're good guys. Maybe you're a bunch of journeys or something. Because you're American, I like America. That's why I like to talk to you. You know?
Do this.
And with that, let's bring in war correspondent Michael Yan, who provided that video. Michael, we had you on Monday, and we left it with you talking about there's a lot of people like Chinese nationals here who are clearly operatives, and there's some others, and you were wondering about how to get a passport, and you promised us to go more in depth. We didn't get to finish the conversation, and we wanted to continue it because this is extremely concerning, and it's not being covered by and large. So tell us more about what's going on here with the deeper dive.
Right. That video was actually shot by Anthony Rubin, who I just took to the jungle. I just took to the Darien. And so Anthony and I were there with Masako Ganaha. And we call him Chai Ninja because he's dressed like a ninja and he's Chinese. He actually threatened Masako with physical harm, which is not on that video, but have other places. But in any case, he was one of a group. There's every night, many groups of Chinese are coming from the jungle and walking up Highway 1 towards the United States, right? So we see them every night, and he's just one of many. and many of them are very aggressive. On a couple of days later, another Chinese threatened Masako again, and this was in broad daylight. You know, it's amazing what's going on down there. For instance, OIM, which has an office just 300 meters away from where that Chai Ninja was right there, they hand out these rape kits. These rape kits are unbelievable. They actually come with a little flashlight. These are paid for in part by U.S. tax money. Got this little hand generator flashlight that, you know, you can use in the jungle and whatnot. And they've got, these are kits so that you can be raped, quote unquote, more safely. If that's possible. They have female condoms. They have male condoms in here. These are because there's so much rape and murder that happens in the jungle. And then they have these abortion pills that they hand out. Yeah, I think these pills are about $50 each. They hand out four per kit. You know, that's how much rape goes on out there. It's unbelievable. Like Finn Birkwam and Oscar Blue, two journalists whom I also helped get out into the jungle. They were just in a firefight in the same area about a month ago. Some of the coyotes in the jungle had raped some migrant women who were coming through, which they got on the women crying on video. The children are apoplectic. And then the CENTERFRONT, which is the Panamanian sort of border patrol, they actually, Ben was sending me texts live before the firefight saying, hey, we think we know where these rapists are. CENTERFRONT is now moving to contact about 5 hours in the jungle, got into ambush for these rapists out in the jungle and killed one. And the firefight, Ben and Oscar actually caught on video and audio, killed one, captured two. And then about 10 days ago or so, they caught another. Now, that's actually the woman that gave me this rape kit. She's actually the one. That's her rape kit, right? And so she had just made it through the jungle. And another woman who was there just like 10 meters away, she was one of the women who were raped by the people who were captured and killed. But she's not on this video. She's on another video. But this woman did not talk about being raped. But the other, it's just, if you're coming through that jungle, you can just count on being raped and robbed. And many people are murdered. And this is all sponsored by the U.S. government, OIM. OIM has offices all over the place. I was just looking at their website here in Germany. I see their ticket office at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam. Last time I flew through, and the time before, they got at departures gate, departures three. If you're at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, walk in, go through the revolving, you know, the round table doors, and look to the left, and you'll see the OIM ticket office. They actually are flying Chinese from Amsterdam over to Quito, Ecuador. Who then? Actually, this guy, the Ninja there, he actually did just come from Quito, by the way. He told us he came through Quito. He said that he had gone to Bahamas first, later in this video. He said he went to Bahamas first. He bought a boat for $5,000, started to sail towards Florida, not sail, but started to motor towards Florida, ran out of gas. U.S. Coast Guard picked him up, somehow got him back to Bahamas, who were then flying him back to China through Cuba. He said once he landed in Cuba, he changed his ticket to Quito, Ecuador. And then from Quito, Ecuador, he took a bus to Colombia. And then we met him as he came through the Darien Gap in Panama. That's where we met him. He had just been through this adventure, apparently, buying a boat, trying to get to Florida. Coast Guard got him, ends up in Cuba, then Quito, Colombia, and then he's sitting at this table with us in Panama in the jungle. Yeah, this is the sort of stuff you see every day. It's unbelievable.
Michael, I want to ask you a little more about the infrastructure behind this and so we can our audience can get a clearer picture. You keep talking about OIM. I'd like you to, you know, give a little more of who exactly they are and what their mission is supposed to be. And it sounds like you're saying to me, we often talk about this United Nations push for human trafficking into the United States, right? Women, children from other countries. But it sounds like this is also the same sort of, I guess, global coordination with China to get the Chinese nationals in, or is this a total different ball game? Can you just clarify the infrastructure behind this for us and the motivation behind it, I guess, from your perspective?
Very wise question. These infrastructures actually there are separate infrastructures, but like, for instance, there's the Chinese infrastructure that has police stations, for instance, all over the world. That's their public security office, which is sort of like CCP's, Chinese Communist Party's. Public security is sort of like their FBI, right? And then there's MSS, which is the Ministry of State Security, which is sort of like their CIA. And then there's General Staff, which is the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, sort of CIA for the military. They do the paramilitaries and whatnot. You can hear this man, the China Ninja there, his accent is bizarrely American at times. You know, we talked with him for about an hour and a half beyond this video. And he knows a lot of nuance about U.S. culture. I went to a language school as well. I went to a military school when I was a Green Beret, Defense Language Institute, which is different than the sort of language training that some of the actual spies go through. They go through language and cultural training that should try to help you blend in. Now, of course, he's not going to sound like he's a Native American, native-born American, but he can sound like he's been there for many, many years, right? You'll rarely be able to learn a foreign language without an accent if you learn it after puberty, right? If you if you want to learn a foreign language with no accent, you need to generally learn it before puberty, right? So he's clearly been studying for many years, but post-puberty, right? And he admits several times of being a spy. He's very tired. He just came through the jungle. He's itching. You can see he's scratching a lot. He's covered with these morangai. That's what the Imbara Indians call them. I've been bitten by these things a lot. I know that area of the jungle he just came through. I go out there sometimes. And these little bugs, the Indians called morangai, they make you itch very much. And, you know, you can see he's actually hungry. He's tired. He's itching from the morangai. And this puts him in an emotional state. And he's leaking a lot, right? So he's talking about things that he probably shouldn't say. And but these infrastructures, the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party, they are co-sanguinated. You know, I used to look at them as just, you know, partners, you know, sort of separate, but they annual meetings in Davos, and then there's also annual meetings, that's the World Economic Forum, also in China, which is on their website. It's on the World Economic Forum website that they have these annual meetings in China as well. But they are both pumping the migrants into United States and across Europe and whatnot. Now that the World Economic Forum and the CCP have ultimately, they have different goals. Chinese Communist Party is crystal clear that they wish to take over the world, genetically take over the world. They're crystal clear. They're not ambiguous about it. This is not conspiracy theory. They say it with their mouths, right? That's why the Hong Kongers, the Cantonese speaking Hong Kongers, will call the Han Chinese of the Chinese Communist Party, they call them Chi-Nazis. I was in Hong Kong for 7 months in 2019 and 20 when the big uprising happened. Finally, I was taken to the airplane by the police, which you can see online, the police escorting me to an airplane. I was watching that uprising right from the middle of it, and you would see Hong Kongers constantly calling the Han Chinese who run the Chinese Communist Party, Mandarin speakers, constantly calling them Chi-Nazis. That's why if you look on my Twitter, you see that banner on the top that says Chi-Nazi. That was actually an image I took in Hong Kong on the streets. They call them Chi-Nazis because the Chinese, let's talk about why the Chinese, the Cantonese speakers in Hong Kong call the Han Chinese, Chinese Communist Party, Chi-Nazis. Fascism, of course, is when business and government are so entwined that they become inseparable. Of course, there's a fascist from Italy, which, you know, give it the famous name. But the Nazism took fascism and then added a strong racial component, right? That's Nazism. Basically, you take fascism plus racism and you've got Nazism. That's why the Hong Kongers, the Cantonese-speaking Hong Kongers, call the Han Chinese who run the Chinese Communist Party Chi-Nazis, because they are crystal clear that they plan to genetically take over the world. They have police stations all over the world. Masako Ganaha and I visited one, for instance, in Dublin, Ireland. We visited another one in London. They're in here in Panama City. You see the arrest that just happened in New York City a few days ago. They have police. I'm talking Chinese Communist Party police stations that are run by their public security, which is like their FBI. And they are the Chinese Communist Party enforcing Chinese Communist Party laws around the world in many countries, Australia, Japan. They will kidnap people. They've kidnapped Hong Kongers out of Thailand. This is a conspiracy theory. It was in the news. China admitted to it. They committed these booksellers. I've been to their bookstore actually in Hong Kong. There was some Hong Kong booksellers were in Thailand, got kidnapped, taken back over to actually mainland China, right? So I mean, they're running a global operation, in places like Canada, and so that's the public security. Again, that's like the FBI. Then there's the MSS. Again, that's the Ministry of State Security. That's like the CIA, and then there's the GS, the General Staff, who run language schools, sort of like that fellow may or may not have gone to.
Yeah, you know what, Michael? This is a perfect segue into our next guest, who is Gordon Chang, who's going to go more in depth on these Chinese Communist Party police stations around the globe. You just It's amazing what you're uncovering there. You're one of the few people actually on the ground covering this story. So our audience will remind you again, you can go follow Michael, who continues to cover the illegal push in Panama. You can find him at Michael_Yan, Michael_Yan on Twitter. Thanks for joining us again today, Michael, to go more in depth on this. We appreciate it.
China? Hello? You go China? Hello, China? Yeah? Hello? Hello, China?
Yes.
China? America?
Yeah.
Okay.
China.
America?
Thanks.
California? New York?
Oh no, no English.
No English. Peace. China?
Yeah.